It's Your Network of Praise, a Friday, and once again, we're going to check in with Carlane, who is at the Warrior Leadership Summit. Carlane, you're getting to the end of the summit. You holding up all right?
Well, other than being a little sleep-deprived and probably have gained too much poundage in the great dining hall that they have here. Other than that, I think I'm doing okay. I'm probably feeling and experiencing a lot of what everyone else is here, like any camp experience. You come a little shy and tentative and you don't know what to expect. Then Jesus blows your mind and amazing things happen. And it's amazing how in just a few days you have made friends for life. And I have made many here. And I'm sure many of the warriors have as well. So you kind of have that mixture of emotion of, oh, I'm so glad we have one more day and it's not over yet. But you also know the ending is coming soon and, you know, time to go home and all those thoughts start to come into your mind. So that leads me to a couple of prayer points if I could give everyone for kind of this last day of a Warrior Leadership Summit. I'll fill you on just a couple things real quick, just as side notes, just to give you a little bit more of an idea of some of the activities that happen here at WLS. We've talked a lot this week about some of the serious aspects of the camp, the tremendous effort that goes into setting the stage for many of these kids to come to know Christ and disciple them. Some of the fun stuff, though, one of the things I appreciate about Ron Hutchcraft and his decision, along with his family and staff, they decided this was never going to be a second-rate experience for the kids who come here. So some of the fun stuff that they aligned is stuff that, you know, they could probably save some money by not doing, but they consider these lives important enough to do it. So, for example, Wednesday night, a late-night concert was given by the club Social Club, or by the band Social Club Misfits, and I heard from the kids that attended it was just incredible. They loved it. They just ate it up. And then last night, after the evening main session, they had a version of Native America's Got Talent, and that was fun. So some of these kids actually went through an audition process while they were here this week, and the top 15 or so acts made it onto the stage, and then they all performed for us last night. And there was a young man who wrote, I don't know if he wrote the song, but it was a worship song. It was incredible, and he has the most amazing voice, and he won the evening. So it was a lot of fun to just get to see these kids, you know, let their hair down and enjoy that kind of an activity. But as far as going back to some of the spiritual events of the week, just yesterday, 40 baptisms occurred at the lake that is here at the retreat center where we are gathering. And I believe there might be a video by Ron Hutchcraft's team that shows some of that. I'm going to double check into that. And if it's there, like I think it is, I'll post that onto our Facebook page a little later today so you can see some of that footage. But all the kids that came to Christ earlier this week, they were given that choice and asked if they wanted to be baptized. I think some might have pastors and churches back home where they wanted to do it there. Some might not have been ready to make that next step just quite yet, but 40 of them for sure got baptized this week, which is just really, really special to witness. Yesterday afternoon was also a special kind of a side event that happened. Ron's late wife, Karen, started a tradition here a few years, I think several years ago actually, called a women's honor tea. And she would just do this incredible, almost like a tea party with chocolates and decorations and tea. And it was basically designed for the women in leadership that natives and non-natives that are reaching out to teens that are natives. And so she just wanted to pour into them as the leaders who often go through a lot of the struggles and just treat them special, kind of give them some pampering. They usually have a little program. Ron Hutchcraft will come in to say a few encouraging words and that. So Lisa, their daughter, Ron and Karen's daughter, has picked up that tradition now since Karen usually used to lead that. And they had that yesterday, and I heard it was just a very, very special time. And many of the women walk out of that event saying, I've never been treated so nice. I've never had anyone do something like that. So a lot of honor and dignity was given to them yesterday, which was pretty cool. So we get to today, the last day, and I asked our friend Rick Whitmer, I said, tell me what our audience needs to be praying for today. So here are some of the bullet points. Tonight, I believe at the main session, Ron Hutchcraft will again speak about the option to come to Jesus. And I'm glad they're doing that again, because I'm sure many the other night maybe felt that tug on their heart but were hesitant, were fighting, you know, fears or anxiety about making that choice. But they probably haven't let go of that feeling all week long, that urge that's inside that we all know is the Holy Spirit drawing us to Jesus. So be praying, because there's still an opportunity for salvations to occur yet on this last day of Warrior Leadership Summit. So be praying for that. A big one is for those that have made the decisions to follow Jesus to go back home, many of them to toxic home environments where they might not only be uneasy, they might be downright afraid of going home because of the potential consequences of their decision. And it might be hard for them to even share with anybody what they did and experienced here this week. So lots of prayers along the lines of praying for those in new faith to grow quickly, to be anchored in their faith, that they will hold fast. And because the enemy, Rick said, they've seen all kinds of things happen on the way back home where the enemy is just trying to completely discourage them, tell them their experience of coming to Jesus wasn't real, all that kind of thing. For those that are new believers or have been believers for a few years, but you know, they come here, they get encouraged, they get lifted up, and then again to go back home to hard situations. Rick said, pray that the spark that was started and ignited here will just continue to grow into a roaring holy fire to take off when they get back home, that they would be encouraged and strengthened to share the gospel without fear. So again, I think the biggest thing is just to keep praying for the reentry back into home, for the gospel to be shared tonight. I think it's going to be one last special occasion. I'm hoping that we'll have numbers at the end of the week that I can report to you next week when I'm back home, so we can know just how many lives were changed with decisions for salvation. But that gives you an idea of some of the things to be praying for today. It's going to be a lot of hugs, a lot of sad goodbyes tomorrow, but hopefully many of them have been changed for the newcomers. Hopefully they will be able to be inspired now to come back next year and bring some of their friends. And the last thing to mention is the On Eagle's Wings team that does their Summer of Hope tour. I didn't realize how closely back-to-back the Warrior Leadership Summit and the Summer of Hope tour are. Basically, some of the kids that are going to be on the tour have been pre-picked and pre-approved, but they also give the warriors here a chance to put in an application if they feel like God's calling them to do that. So last night they were up, I'm sure, late into the night reviewing applications. They will announce who all is going on the team today, so that's going to be a big event as they kind of unveil that. And then they have a boot camp tomorrow where Ron and Brad Hutchcraft will just pour into their lives, really be preparing them for the very high highs and the very low lows that they will experience as they go to 12 reservations this summer and share the gospel of Jesus Christ on basketball courts all over regions of the country. So they're going to be transitioning tomorrow, so pray for Ron Hutchcraft and his staff as they transition to that. Pray for that boot camp, and then I believe they literally take off. It's either Sunday or Monday to head to their first reservation. So the leadership was saying sometimes they and their wives pretty much say in late June, I'll see you in August, even if they're traveling together with the Summer of Hope tour, because there is so much to do that it's just kind of running scattered all the time. So pray for lots of protection for them. They've had all kinds of things happen in past years. The bus breaks down, near accidents on the road, people get sick, all that kind of stuff. So just in general, pray for protection. Pray for the name of Jesus to be glorified. And as he is glorified, pray for all men to be drawn unto himself. We so appreciate the prayer support from everyone. I've continued to get very loving comments from some of Ron Hutchcraft's staff who said, you're the one with the radio station? Yeah, we all were listening in our office back on that Day of Hope, and a gentleman just told me yesterday, he said, we still talk about that day. So once again, a tremendous thank you to all of our listeners who donated enough funds and prayer for 160 warriors to come to this week to be changed forever. And we just pray that this is just the beginning of our partnership with Native America, seeing them come to Jesus. So thank you for your prayers. And I'll be home soon, and I'm sure I'll have more to share with you. I will have testimonies from some of the individuals I talked to that we'll be putting on our podcast page within the next few weeks. So lots more to come.
All right. Thank you, Carlene. Safe travels.